May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for Christmas Midnight Mass. First reading taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 9 verses 1 to 7. Our psalm is Psalm 96. Second reading taken from St. Paul's letter to Titus chapter 2 verses 11 to 14. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel chapter 2 verses 1 to 14. The theme of our reflection is the birth of the bringer of good news. My brothers, my sisters, we are gathered to commemorate the incarnation of the one who is Lord of all things, our Lord Jesus Christ. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah says he is Wonder Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. For he has enlightened our world, made our gladness greater, increased our joy, broke the sinful yoke across our shoulders, and battles with us in the face of all challenges. The Lord is with us. He is the Lord of hosts. In St. Luke's infancy narrative, our Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem at the tail end of King Herod's reign during the Roman occupation of Palestine under the reign of Emperor Caesar Augustus, and Quirinius was the regional governor. Our Lord Jesus' parents, Joseph and Mary, were legally married because Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but they were not living together as husband and wife. However, they were in Bethlehem for the census ordered by Emperor Augustus. The vast crowd in Bethlehem for the census made it difficult to secure a decent place, especially for the Virgin Mary, who had conceived our Lord Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thus, Joseph and Mary settled for a home for ordinary people where our Lord Jesus was born. However, he who was born in a stall or stable meant for ordinary people, wrapped in bands of cloth and laid in a manger, had been given wide dominion in a place without end and power to fulfill the promise made to David, that is, to establish a kingdom that has no end. Yes, our Lord Jesus was born in that stable, but he had dominion. He had power. He had power without end. He had a place without end. He had a power to fulfill the promise made to David, to establish a kingdom that has no end. He is Lord and God. Thus, unlike in Matthew's infancy narrative, overshadowed by the plot to kill the Messiah born in Bethlehem, the birth of our Lord Jesus in Luke's infancy narrative was proclaimed and celebrated in heaven and on earth. Yes, in the words of today's psalmist, the heavens rejoiced and the earth was glad. The sea and all within it thundered praise. The land and all it bears rejoiced. All the trees of the wood shouted for joy at the presence of the Lord, the Davidic Messiah born to rule the earth. The shepherds in the countryside close by that stable were not left out of the celebration. they were called upon by an angel to spread the good news of the birth of the Messiah. Like the shepherds, my brothers, my sisters, we are tonight reliving that moment of glory, for the birth of the Lord and Savior has made salvation possible for you and I, for the whole human race, showing us the path of integrity that leads to God and encouraging us to be self-restrained, to live good and religious lives in this world while we wait, or while we are waiting in hope for the blessing which will come with Him in glory. And so, my brother, my sister, as we commemorate the birth of our Lord Jesus and await His return in glory, we must fill our hearts and minds with the Lord's message of love and peace, which must guide our thoughts and actions in this world. May the Lord help us to do His will. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May the Lord in His infinite mercy bless us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Saint Michael, the Archangel, pray for us. I wish you all Merry Christmas, and may the Lord in His infinite mercy grant us a Happy New Year. Amen.